Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Hi everyone, it's Jo, and I have with me Darren and Buffy Hartland, and I also have Ian, who is going to do this interview with me. As a lot of you will know, Darren and Buffy were going to do a podcast of their cruise with P&O. And unfortunately, things have changed somewhat, so Darren and Buffy are here to let us know what's been happening. Hi, guys.
Hi.
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 So, Darren, do you want to tell us what happened?
Yeah. We booked through disabledcruises.com with P&O, because they were recommended to us through them. P&O were made fully aware that we were totally blind and, you know, would need extra assistance like braille and orientation of the ship, etc. All our flights went fine. The connection to the port went fine. We got on board the ship fine. We went to reception and said, you know, who's our point of call if we need any, you know, if we need any help. They went off and brought back the hotel, well, they call it the hotel manager. I think it's basically the person who's in charge, apart from the captain. And said, oh, we'll have to go away and look at this because we weren't aware that you were totally blind. Oh, sorry about that. So we had some breakfast and she came back to us and took us in her office. And said that it's been the captain's decision that we weren't going to be able to stay on the ship because... these are their words. It's company policy that totally blind people aren't allowed on the allowed to stay on a cruise without a carer. So discussions happened, and the other two people that we were going to be cruising with, who were also totally blind, Brian and Amy, they boarded in the meantime, and we'd already made them aware of what was going on. So they've been on several cruises before with different companies and had no problems whatsoever. So we had a bit of a discussion. They came back with the doctor, the chief medical doctor person, and a nurse who said they were going to take us on an orientation of the ship to assess, you know, our mobility and, you know, our balance, you know, for things like stairs and stuff like that. So they took us around the ship. No problems at all. None of us fell overboard. We didn't trip up any steps or anything like that. Took back to the bar, or to reception where there's a bar. They went off for about an hour and a half, near 2 hours. They came back and they said, well, it's our considered opinion that you're not safe to be on the ship. You need a guide. We can't provide you in the guide, so with a guide, so you're not going to be able to sail. There you go.
Buffy, how did that make you feel?
Considering it was my first cruise, I was, and I just, well, I was devastated. I thought, how in the world can people belittle people that way and just treat another human being that way? And first impressions are absolutely, well, a lot of the times, everything. And I thought, if this is the way it's going to be, I don't want to do it again. I don't think that now, but I did. And I thought, you know, we're not safe to do this. But I flew from another country not knowing anybody. Absolutely fine.
Yeah, he made up really silly excuses like, oh, there are some really heavy fire doors and, you know, the stairs constitute a danger and you might burn yourself on the hot plates in the buffet. And, you know, we said, how do you think we cook our meals? How do you think we get along in everyday life? We don't have a carer looking after us every day.
We didn't have a carer travelling with us.
No, exactly. Oh, and another thing they said is, which was the icing on the cake for us, they said, don't worry, we won't leave you stranded. We're just trying to find a nurse to fly back with you so that to make sure you get home safely. And, yeah. Brian really lost it then. He says, how the hell do you think we got here from Louisiana? We didn't need a nurse for that. So, yeah.
So when they made that decision, and that final decision, how, I mean, obviously, given your initial feelings of how you felt. But when you were escorted from the ship back to land, and how did that feel?
It was just a case of, right, that's it, I want to go home. Right. You know, I just want to go home now.
I feel that way. I felt very humiliated.
I felt that as well. But it was the overriding feeling for me is I just don't want to be with these people.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't want to be on that ship. Yeah. But my whole thing was, how can, you know, like I've said before, we're human beings, and we did not get treated like human beings at all.
No. And, you know, and the captain... the captain does, I don't know if you've been on a cruise before, he does an announcement. He says, welcome to the ship, blah, blah, we'll be sailing at da, 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 and all this. And his final parting shot, now sadly I didn't hear this, Brian and Amy heard this, they said that he said, for those waiting in their cabins, waiting to disembark, please understand we are doing this for your safety. And, well, thanks for telling 2,000 passengers and 800 staff, you know.
Exactly.
That's public humiliation of the highest order.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's kind of sort of pushing, you know, just making the ramming the point home.
Yeah.
Which you know, from the actions already, it's bad enough. You don't need that being sort of stated to you right at the end of that.
I mean, they're saying that they didn't know that we were totally blind. They said that they said the information that they received was that we were registered blind, which obviously, I mean, I know registered blind is different because I've been registered blind all my life, so I know, you know, and I've had a lot of sight at one point. Mm. However, I've seen the emails that were sent to them, and it was made very clear that we would need Braille and that we were blind.
Yeah, so you have had that confirmed in writing from Disabled Cruises, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it was the thing that strikes here is how come it was to go so late in the day for this to take place.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, another thing, you know, if indeed that they were carrying out an assessment, taking us around the ship, well, it wasn't really a very good assessment because they were guiding us. They didn't allow us to... Well, no, we weren't using our canes to see how... They weren't observing us
there
using our canes.
There was two people per one guide per two people. Yes.
Which, again, isn't the way to guide people.
No.
You know, so they weren't even... My view is, and I spoke to the Managing Director of Disabled Cruises today, his view is, and mine, is that they just weren't prepared. They've not received any training in how to deal with totally blind people, so it's easier just to fob them off and give them their money back.
Yeah.
And the captain made his decision and didn't even speak to us once.
Yeah.
And I know you two are very concerned, aren't you, that for anybody, because a lot of people on VITalk were showing interest in following your progress.
Yeah, absolutely.
To see whether or not a cruise would be right for them. And I know you, Darren, said to me the other day, you're very concerned that people don't see this as the only option.
No, absolutely. My big concern, I mean, you know, we're quite confident people, you know, we're strong and we'll bounce back from this, and we're looking, you know, we're looking at options for a cruise in September, probably not with P&O.
Absolutely.
But, you know, somebody that maybe it's their first cruise or their first holiday by themselves, they want to get some independence, it might destroy them.
Yeah.
And they may never go on holiday again.
Yeah.
And that's disgusting because there's no need. That's the thing, there was no need for it.
And we do know of other visually impaired people and people who are totally blind who have gone on cruises quite successfully,
absolutely,
don't we?
Absolutely,
yeah.
Been on all kinds of holidays, you know, it's cruising, it's and had some great experiences. And obviously from this experience, it's putting them sort of, on the one hand, it's you really, really want to put across the experience you've had because it's been a bad one.
Yeah.
And you know, as you say, you don't want other people to suffer the same of what you had. But would you encourage, what would you say to people to do if they were still thinking, you know, about going to do a cruise or doing...
I would say...
Given the research that we've done and the people that we know, don't give up on it.
Yeah, don't give up.
Absolutely do it just because one company didn't follow the rules properly, or they made up their own rules as they went along.
I'd say just undo your research.
Yep.
Yeah.
Make sure before you leave home, as in as much advance as possible, that you do your research, talk to the company, and make sure that you're getting the help that's right for you. You know, because everybody's different. You know, we all need different levels of help.
Yeah.
You know, you can't expect them to provide one-on-one guiding every minute of the day all around the ship. But, you know, you know, there are certain things, you know, like reading menus or, you know, making sure you get to the right table when you go for your meal. I don't think that's an unreasonable adjustment.
That was another thing they said to us, how you couldn't find your table.
Yeah.
Well, we could if you showed it to us once or twice.
Yeah. So it was all excuse making, basically,
to
try and get them out of a situation that they had to get themselves out of.
But you said they had 800 crew.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as a ratio, you know, with the number of passengers, yeah, I mean, it's a 2,000 passage, 800 crew, but still, there's kind of crew
it's,
there.
It's three to one, isn't it?
Quite big.
That's quite a ratio.
Yeah.
Well, they happily got people to do the so-called assessment. And didn't have a problem.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
So have you had any apology or?
It's kind of, well, yeah. We're sorry you're frustrated, basically. But we're
we'll
not going to do
your
anything
full
else.
Refund, then.
Yeah. Well, they're giving us a refund. You know, and I think they're reimbursing the guys for their flights over from the States, even though it wasn't included with the cruise. But apart from that, there's nothing else been said.
And at the end of the day, this was your first wedding anniversary.
Absolutely.
Yes. Holiday, wasn't
and
it?
And your first cruise.
Yes.
I've cruised before with Travel Eyes.
Yeah.
So it's my first solo cruise.
Yeah. So exciting, because you must have been excited by showing Buffy everything and sharing that.
It was a huge deal for us.
Yeah, first wedding anniversary.
And it was a huge deal for the guys as well, for the other guys as well, because they'd flown all the way over.
They flew over to go on the cruise specifically with us.
To go on specifically with us.
Yeah.
You know, now luckily, you know, we're down here at the Clifton and we've had a good time regardless.
Yeah.
But it still doesn't gloss, you know, that only glosses over the fact that we shouldn't be here.
Well, when you contacted me to see if they had rooms here, and one of our ladies who works in reception said, you know, she said, I want to get them the best rooms we've got available, she said, because they should be cruising around the Med, you know.
Yeah.
And although this is a holiday, it's not quite what you guys had imagined you would be doing at this specific time.
No. So, I mean, the best thing we can do is find another cruise to go on. You know, as soon as we can go. We're looking at September. And we can basically, without putting too fine a point at it, throw it back at them and say, yeah, now what are you going to do? You know, because it's rubbish. It's rubbish. They're thinking behind it. They're going for the lowest common denominator. You know, there are plenty of people. Like, for example, if they were, because they made a big thing about the emergency procedures, you know, what happens in an emergency, etc. Well, let's take someone who's bad on their feet, so they have to take the elevators everywhere. It was made clear to us that when there's an emergency, the elevators are shut down. Oh, right, so how are these other people going to get help then?
Yeah, because that's common practice in any hotel. Or
absolutely.
Anything, you know, the elevators or the lifts are out of action.
So how are people in wheelchairs going to get on? And, you know, so it's totally ridiculous.
When you were being guided, interesting, when you were being guided, do you feel you were being guided and guided correctly? Do you feel...
No.
I was holding on to the doctor's arm as normal, and then Buffy was holding on to the back of my belt. It was so like a train. And when they were guiding us around any other time, it was one person guiding all four of us. So it was like a long train. So it's obvious they'd not received any kind of instruction on how to guide people.
Yeah, didn't we, when we were getting off the ship, somebody had our luggage and one person was guiding all of us.
Yeah. You know, and, you know, I'm not a cynical person by nature, but I'm just wondering if they did that on purpose to kind of make a point. Well, I'm not, you know, I can't say whether they were or not, but that's kind of how it felt.
Yeah.
You know, they were making it as difficult for us as possible so that they could say, well, you know, they're not safe.
Yeah.
You know, it's a health and safety, because they've made it clear. I said, shush. I spoke to them on Saturday morning, and they said to us, please understand, this is not a disability issue, this is a health and safety issue. Well, as this health and safety seems to be our disability, it actually is a disability issue.
Well, also, you could argue it's a health and safety. If they're saying it's a health and safety issue, are they going to then not let anybody on with any kind of walking, any kind mm-hmm. of...
You if know, you're going to discriminate problem. With one disability, you have to do them all.
Yeah.
Yeah, are they going to assess everybody? Are they going to assess every time someone has one too many to drink? You know, whether
you
they're...
You even asked them that.
Yeah.
You mentioned that.
Yeah. You know, so, yeah, and there are plenty of sighted people that are perfectly mobile, that can trip over things.
Oh, yes.
You know, for goodness sake.
Absolutely.
It's just, it defies belief.
Well, I'm really glad you guys have managed to come down here for a few days. At least you've had a break.
Yeah.
But I really hope you get another cruise sorted for September, and I hope you'll podcast for us as you were
going to do with
this one.
Oh yeah, we'll do a podcast, don't you?
So we'll balance the negative with the positive.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll get everybody going on holiday independently.
Absolutely.
There are many people, as Joe said, wanting to hear how you do.
Yeah.
Because it is going to help.
Yeah.
Greatly, and in people giving people the confidence to go in and do, you know, hopefully go on a successful cruise, which I hope the next time you do. Is successful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And hopefully next time we'll be doing interviews or whatever about
how great it was. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really sorry you guys had such a tough time, but you know, I say glad you're having some fun down here.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for joining us, Darren and Buffy.
Welcome.
Keep us posted with the progress.
Will do.
Absolutely.
Hi everyone, it's Jo. I have emailed P&O Cruises. And they have sent this response. P&O Cruises carries many visually impaired customers each year. There was no reason at the time of booking or upon receipt of the questionnaire to assess guests' specific needs, to believe that they would not be able to enjoy their holiday on board without additional assistance from the ship's crew. Unfortunately, during the embarkation process, concerns were raised as to the extent to which Mr. Hartland and the other guests would be able to manage safely on board without a non-visually impaired member of their party to offer assistance. A detailed safety assessment was then made by our medical department on board. This was not a decision taken lightly, and we sincerely regret that Mr. Hartland and the other members of the party travelled so far only to be turned back at the ship.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.